This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, helping you start your Friday the best way possible. And the best way possible to start any day is by taking some time with God. Sometimes it's not the first thing you do because you may be a bit too groggy when you get out of bed if you're like me. I have to take my shower first. Even as I take my shower, I begin talking to the Lord. I say, "Good morning, Lord," and I begin a conversation with Him. And then, when I get a chance at the beginning of my day, I sit down in the quiet with my Bible open, and I listen to what God has to say to me, and I speak back to Him, and I learn and grow and get closer to Him. That's what God wants for you. Take time each day, early in your day, to spend time with God. As we've been looking this week at some passages in Proverbs, we come today to one of my favorite passages in Proverbs, which is in chapter 4. We're going to read 20 through 27, where it says, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their whole body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put devious lips far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left, but turn your foot from evil." Watch over your heart. Did you catch that? Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Everything about your life flows from what's going on in your heart. Isn't that right? If things are not right in your heart, it doesn't matter if business is going well, if your health is good. Life is bad if things are bad in your heart. And if things are right in your heart, you've got a spring in your step, even though you're facing tough times in other ways. Well, your heart. What is your heart in spiritual terms, what he's talking about here? Your heart is your whole inner self. Whatever is not physical about you is your heart, your whole inner life. Watch over it carefully. Don't take it lightly, what happens in your inner life. Sometimes we just sort of follow the dictates of our physical desires and let them guide our lives. And yet, that's a dangerous thing to do because it ignores the most important thing about you, your inner life. Watch over it carefully. Maintain your relationship with the Lord. If you do not yet have a good relationship with God, do you know you can have that by making things right with God in your life today? You don't make things right with God by turning over a new leaf and trying to be a better person. You make things right with God by turning by faith to what He has done for you at the cross of Jesus Christ. Your sin, your disobedience, your rebellion against God has separated you from God. You have no way to undo that because your sin brings a penalty. But Jesus Christ voluntarily took your penalty and died on the cross, facing God's justice for what you had done to break His laws, so that you could experience God's love. The penalty's been paid. You just need to say to God, "Thank you for what you have done for me at the cross. I receive your forgiveness. Would you help me start a relationship with you in my life?" God's answer to that prayer is always yes. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.